no, you guys are, you guys have to be here because you're paid to be here.
Fire away, guys. Coach, when you can't see these guys, your kickers making, you know, in tough situations, how do you gauge this competition?
If I can't see?
Yeah, I mean, since you can't see them in a stadium before the season starts.
We put them in different situations like today. We had two hurry-up field goal situations. Both kickers had an opportunity. We've been charting these guys for the last few weeks, competing against each other ever since Daniel arrived back after the week after the working minicamp was over. So we try to put them in competitive situations as much as we can to get them ready for, you know, for the preseason games and obviously to make that ultimate decision going to the regular season. That makes sense?
Yeah. New kickoff rule.
Yeah.
What's your opinion?
Well, I was very honored to be a part of that whole committee that went up to New York a few weeks ago, and you know, I thought the owners were great. I thought the Rich McKay, head of the competition committee, did a great job. Troy Vincent did a great job, and you know, they said they were willing to listen, and we had some really good ideas, and we had been working on that for about, you know, 5 or 6 weeks to get that proposal, and pretty much everything in our proposal is what they went with. And you know, our goal was to make it a safer play. Our goal was to make it a just as exciting play as it's always it has been. You know, at the end of the day, we got to get, you know, we need less guys injured on that play. And I think we can get there, too. And I think if you teach blocking correctly, you teach taking on blocks correctly, you teach tackling correctly, you got a chance to keep guys healthier along with the rules. I think it's an exciting time for the NFL. I really do.
Do you think having the coordinators involved really placed an emphasis on preserving kickoffs?
I do. And obviously, we want to keep it around. We love the play. We think it's a great play in our game. But at the end of the day, I think we gave the owners and we gave the NFL, the league office, what they wanted. They wanted a proposal that was going to make the play safer and was still going to make it exciting and a part of our great game.
When you pick your kicker, as far as you have this the off-season practices, but do you include in your evaluation past seasons as far as what Kai did last year and what Daniel did in college?
I think you look more at the NFL, I guess. You know, Kai's been doing this a long time, and he made some really big kicks for us last year. And I think going into the offseason, that played a part of it. And then, of course, we don't draft Daniel if he wasn't successful in college. So I think it's a little bit of both. You know, you got to look at the whole package, and then when they get here and they compete against each other, that's when we make our final decision.
Nice to punt inside.
Oh, that's great. I just told Quigley, I said, you need to go thank both owners who are standing over there and thank him for building the building that's high enough to punt in. I mean, he had a 5-2 hang time today, and it didn't hit the ceiling. So we've been punting in here for a while, but it's the first time we've actually had a practice in here with the full team, and it was great. It was very pleasantly, it was nice to have it, in other words. So it was a good day. Good day for us.
There are a couple of the young new players that you've enjoyed working with on special teams so far?
Yeah, I work with all the young players, you know, like Craig, but it's always fun to take these new guys that really haven't been coached a lot of the techniques that we're teaching, but you take the athleticism, you take the intelligence, you take the willingness to work and to get better, and you put that together with hopefully some good coaching, and they go out there and perform. So some of these young guys have really done a good job. Other guys are coming along a little bit slowly, but once they get it figured out, I think it's going to be some great competition in training camp.
How comfortable has Hughes looked fielding kicks and punts so far?
You know, kickoffs, he's very comfortable. Punts, I think he's comfortable or getting more comfortable. We've worked with him a lot already, started in the rookie minicamp last month or earlier this month. You know, like any young player that comes in here, they don't have the time in college to teach them a lot of the techniques that we have the time to teach them here. So he's been being taught the stuff on how to track it correctly, how to catch it correctly, and he's got all the ability in the world, and he's starting to really put it all together. So he's got a great opportunity to compete for that job as well.
Date that you want to have that kicker decided by?
Yeah, before we play San Francisco. I think that'd probably be the best date. No, the week before maybe. But I don't want to rush the process. I think we need to do what's best for our football team, whether it's at the end of spring or at the end of training camp. And, you know, I don't make that final decision. But you know, at the end of the day, we'll make the right one. And hopefully the kicker that we keep is going to help us win a lot of games next year. We good? Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you.